Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Campaigning period for a Lok Sabha election in Nagaland comes to an end at 4 p.m. today, marking the beginning of the 48-hour silent period and ending before the voting closure time. Chief Electoral Officer Nagaland, Vyasan R., informed that as mandated in Section 126 of the Representation of the People's Act 1951, after 4 p.m. today, individuals will not be allowed to convene, hold, attend, join or address any public meeting or procession in connection to election matters. Public display of election matters by means of cinematograph, television or other similar apparatus, and holding or by arranging the holding of any musical concert or any theatrical performance or any other entertainment or amusement with a view to attracting members of the public would be strictly prohibited. The CEO warned that any person who contravenes the provision will be punishable with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 2 years or with fine or with both. In addition, after the closure of campaign period, no campaign can take place within the constituency. Political functionaries and party workers who have been brought from outside the constituency and are not voters of the constituency should not remain present in the constituency, as their continued presence after end of campaign period would undermine the atmosphere for free and fair poll. Further, the District Election Administration or police are directed to ensure that all political functionaries leave the constituency immediately after the campaign period is over, which is after 4 p.m. of 17th April. However, the said restriction would not be insisted upon those office bearers or political parties who are in charge of the state. Such office bearers should declare his or her place of stay in the state headquarters, while his or her movement during the period in question should remain confined normally between his or her party office and place of his or her stay. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi yesterday said that he takes decision for the wholesome development of the nation. Speaking in an interview with a news agency, Modi spelled out his vision for a developed India by 2047. The Prime Minister said the implementation of One Nation, One Election is the commitment of his government. He said a committee formed under the chairmanship of former President Ramnath Kovind to prepare the report on One Nation, One Election received a very positive and innovative suggestions, refuting the opposition parties' allegations of being targeted by the BJP government. Modi said the maximum number of cases registered by the Enforcement Directorate are against those persons and entities who have no connection with politics. Replying to a query on electoral bond, Modi said it was meant to fight the use of black money in elections. He added that everyone will regret it when there is an honest reflection on the scheme. On the other hand, Congress took a dig at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's interview, saying that he did not speak about inflation, farmers or unemployment. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party NDPP leader and Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang yesterday stressed on the need for Naga people to seriously unite and resolve the protracted Naga political issue for posterity. Addressing the election campaign rally for PTA consensus candidate at Beren Town Council Hall, he said having 24 nationalist factions are adversely affecting the state economy and called for people to introspect and retrospect at its own shortcomings, considering the disunity among the NGOs and multinationalist groups, and not put blame on the centre alone. Zeliang also appealed to the people of the state to exercise their franchise on April 19 on the day of polling, and no one should go for any work. Chief Minister Nipirio has extended greetings to the brothers and sisters from the Yingkiong community on the occasion of Wang Tsunyo. Rio prayed that the post-harvest festival brings blessings of good fortune and well-being in everyone's life. Deputy Chief Minister Y. Button, on behalf of the state BJP legislators, conveyed heartiest festive greetings to the Yimkyongs as they celebrate their spring festival and hope that the festival is celebrated in unity and brotherhood. and in whether the country is likely to receive above normal monsoon rainfall this year. Briefing media on southwest monsoon season rainfall forecast in New Delhi, Secretary Ministry of Earth Sciences Dr. M. Ravi Chandran said the monsoon season rainfall from June to September is likely to be 106% of the long period average. He, however, said that in some areas of northeast, east and northeastern states, rainfall is likely to be below normal. India Meteorological Department Director General Mruti J. Mohapatra said El Nino conditions are likely to weaken during the early part of the monsoon season. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.